Jackson speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Jerry Posey. I'm in Oklahoma City, and I just received an email from you about an order for some earbuds that I did not place.
Okay, can you provide me with your zip code?
73159.
And your first and last name?
First name is Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y. Last name is Posey, P-O-S-E-Y.
Thank you. Allow me one brief moment to locate your account.
Okay.
Okay, so I do have your account pulled up. Can you verify your shipping address?
You need what now?
Can you verify your shipping address?
2632 Southwest 92nd Street in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Thank you. So I do see here that you have our premium wireless earbuds. You paid $497 on the 20th of January. So with that product, that company did explain and check out that it was a 14-day trial. And after 14 days, they will bill you the full retail price of those earbuds. But it is not a monthly subscription or ongoing fee. It is a one-time charge. And that is the charge that you see on the 5th of February.
No, I received those earbuds and I love them. But I just got this email today that said, I had ordered 65 more pair. I don't know what I'm going to do with 65 pairs of earbuds. Some kind of a glitch there. And that's the order that I'm...
No, sir, not for 65 more pair of earbuds. They billed you the full retail price of those earbuds, which is the $62.95 charge. But that is the only charge regarding the earbuds because it's the full retail price. When you paid the $497, you only pay shipping and handling. So the email wasn't for any additional earbuds. It was for the billing of the full retail price of the earbuds that you already have.
Hold on just a minute. Let me pull that up. Oh, okay. I mistook what the ad said, but it still says $62.95.
Yes, sir. That's the full retail price of the earbuds.
Okay, but this was a special for, you know, all I was supposed to pay was the shipping price, and then they tacked on a warning on there that I didn't really want, but that's okay. So I don't understand why I'm being billed for $62.95.
So in the terms and conditions with that product, company explained that it was a 14-day trial and that after the 14 days, they will bill you the full retail price of the product. That's why you have the $62 charge. It is the full retail price of those earbuds.
Oh, boy, what, that's, you know, I'm going to have to report this to the Attorney General. They put so much of that stuff in such fine print. And even the advertisement was false, that as far as I'm concerned. So you're telling me it's too late for me to return these things.
Have you actually had a chance to try the product?
Yeah. I did. I like them, but I don't like them $63 worth.
Okay. Well, allow me one brief moment to see what I can do for you.
Okay.
Okay, so what I could do for you is issue a 35% refund. That means you would be getting $2,203 back from that $62.95 charge.
And that's the best you can do.
Yes, sir. I did have a chance to speak with my supervisor about that, and she advised me to issue that 35% refund for you.
Okay, I'm not happy about it. And I'm still going to report this to the Better Business Bureau and to the Attorney General's office, along with the correspondence I received from you. And I may even contact a lawyer because this is just outrageous. So you do what you need to do. And
Okay, well, I did go
cancel that.
ahead and issue a full refund for that charge, and you can keep the products. Thank you for contacting customer support. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
See you, everyone.